All right, hey.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hello.
This is our review of Endgame, Avengers Endgame. It is currently 2:19 a.m. in the morning.
Almost 2:30.
Yeah, it is. Whew, so this is going to be very short.
Very short.
I guess we'll just do thoughts all around and spoilers.
Yeah.
For sure.
Spoilers.
Because I think it's hard to talk about this movie without spoilers. So,
yeah,
Michael.
Well, obviously, I mean, amazing conclusion to the series. I haven't watched every movie, but I think I've watched all the key ones. Pretty crazy stuff. We probably won't go directly into spoilers, but yeah, pretty good. Pretty ding dang good.
where to begin? I also haven't seen every single Marvel Cinematic Universe movie, but I'm not a big crier, not crying right now, but
yeah.
I feel it
emotionally.
There
were a couple tear jerkers during that.
I'm excited and I'm sad.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a lot of things. Yeah, Brett.
I can't cry. I got that surgically removed. It's long. I'll say that. Maybe just because I'm tired. We went to a really late showing. I felt like they went to a summer camp and they filmed all of it there. Like, just they went to a lake and they were like, let's film all
let's
the scenes on Earth here. That was kind of weird. But I'm okay with that. I mean, there were actually points where I said, what the crap is going on? Mm-hmm. And let you say that that's a positive thing. I think the thing is, we always say less is more. And I think that still applies to this movie. The end finale is too much, honestly, for me, to the point where I actually didn't enjoy it. I didn't. I actually was just like, this is just chaos. They did the way they could with it, but I really like all the time travel. They should just called it Avengers Time Heist.
Yeah.
Because that would have been way better, except that would have spoiled it. But yeah, all the character stuff was great. And I'm really excited to see what this means for the future of the MCU.
Yeah.
Plus, Fat Thor,
dude,
is
the best part of this whole movie.
It's probably the best part of this whole movie, yeah.
He looks like he's a hobo. And he has, like...
Yeah, well, they call him Lebowski at one point, so...
That summed him up
Hashtag
perfectly.
Lebowski Thor.
Hashtag...
Never stopped wearing those same, like, fingerless gloves.
Exactly.
He'd be wearing the suit at the funeral.
Yeah, and he had the fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so funny.
Yeah, this is, yeah. All the like, going into the different movies and everything was the coolest part to me. When they went into, like, the first Avengers movie, and they went to the first Guardians movie, they went into all these different movies. That was the coolest part to me.
That was
whoa, that's crazy. The writers of these movies also wrote the Chronicle of Narnia movies.
Oh, really?
Which, there was a lot, that felt a lot with, like, the big battle at the end, things like that felt very Narnia-esque.
Yeah.
And some of the world-building, but yeah, it definitely takes a lot of cues from, like, the Terminator movies and other big time travel movies. Anything else?
Just like in Terminator, wherever they jump, they're naked.
Yeah.
No. And how there's the whole, like, going back and forth between
going
time
back and changing.
Yeah, the whole changing your destiny. Yeah.
Changing the future.
For the best. So. Anything else? Any other thoughts?
I mean, it's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. Podcast time,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's 2 a.m., but you gotta go see it if you haven't. You gotta tell your friends to see it. I'm assuming you've seen it, because you're listening to a podcast with spoilers.
We said spoilers at the beginning, so
but,
don't get mad.
Go tell your friends to see it.
It's
go
great.
Tell your mom.
Yeah.
Doesn't even know what movie
I will say. I will say this, though. If you were watching Infinity War and you had not seen any previous Avengers films, then you absolutely need to see previous Marvel movies to see this movie, because this is way more of a, like, do your homework.
I don't know about you, Brett, but Jonathan and I had not seen Captain Marvel, but we looked up a summary of the movie before going in, and it honestly, a lot of people were saying before I saw it that you, like, almost absolutely need to know what happens in Captain Marvel.
No,
it was helpful. It wasn't necessary.
Like, she just kind of, she really only showed up at the end.
And you could kind of understand.
Yeah.
And it was just that's her.
It explains her powers, but not really.
Her at the beginning?
Yeah.
Like, you get the idea of who she is, what she's
you
doing.
You connected
she
to her a little better,
right.
But besides that, it, I don't really think it mattered.
Right.
This isn't really about... This is really just about the core Avengers team that you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I came to see, was I wanted to know... I wanted more Thor, I wanted more Iron Man, all the people, and that's what you get. And that's what is the most important, because this is... They have to earn it, because this is their series. And so, it's all about them, and so they did a good job with that.
Yeah. You were saying something?
Yeah, you were saying something.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. Totally you blanked out.
2 a.m.
All right, Jonathan, dope or nope?
This is double dope.
Double dope.
A double dope.
Damn, the first double dope ever.
I'll say dope, not double dope.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Just to be that guy, I'm going to give it a dope and a half. There we go.
Okay, well, it's somewhere in between that for all people listening. So, yep.
It's in there.
All right, it's 2 a.m. Get out of my car.
Okay,